It's now time for the Halftime Show on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Back at Lano Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We'll do a quick scoring summary for you and let you enjoy the Wimberley Texan marching band. It was the JoJo Weeks show in the first half as he threw five, count them, five touchdown passes, and the Texans lead it at halftime by a score of 35-0. Cade Stover with a 31-yarder from JoJo with 10:49 left to play in the first quarter. It was 7-0. Then he hit Gavin Martinez on a 30-yarder and made it 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. Stover then got into the act again with a 9-yard touchdown pass. That came with 10:44 left to play in the second. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 21-0, and then it was Martinez again, this time electrifying 77-yard touchdown reception from JoJo Weeks. 9:15 left to play in the half. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 28-0, and then it was Wyatt Mann who got into the act and scored on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Weeks. That came with 7:19 left to play in the first half and gave Wimberley a halftime score of 35-0. JoJo Weeks is on point here tonight in Lano, to say the very least. Five touchdown passes. They have gone for distances of 31, 30, 9, 77, and 15. That's not too bad from JoJo Weeks. And then, Jared, I guess Doug Warren's probably not saying a whole lot at halftime other than, boys, whatever you did in the first half, let's do it again in the second half.
Yeah, just don't let off the pedal. Keep it up.
Right.
And, you know, let's say, I mean, a lot of times you kind of figure out what do you tell, obviously, when you're kind of clicking on all cylinders, per se, and it's a tough one, but you hit the nail on the head. Running game for Wimberley's working. Moss Carruthers with some good runs. JoJo, obviously, as you can tell, five touchdowns. Stover. You know, all these wide receivers on point. Great catch to make a first down earlier on Wyatt Mann. Really hadn't had a whole lot of opportunities, Wyatt Mann, but the one play that he does is a huge catch for a first down. So a good first half overall by the Texans. We'll see what they do coming out in the half. Here we'll throw it down to throw it down to the band here. Let you guys listen as they face us here on the home side. So we'll be back shortly and have some more Wimberley Texan football for you. A great performance right there by the Wimberley Texan band. If you haven't had a chance to come out to one of the football games and see it, it's a great, great sight. They do an awesome job. They got kind of a haka dance going on out there and a good job. We're going to go for a couple little scoring updates here real quick. I got a message a minute ago that the Astros are up 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth, bases loaded. Hopefully it's more than that now. Kind of around our area. I told you a minute ago about the Canyon Lake 21, Bernie High School 7 at halftime. Cuero Gobblers are up 22-0 over Aransas Pass. Elgin up 28-7 over Bastrop. Dripping Springs currently 35-21 over Bernie Champion. 3:27 left in the second quarter there. And Lake Travis up currently 49-0 over the Lehman Lobos. So we'll pay attention to this Houston Astros score. Hopefully we continue to get updates on it. We're going to come back. Zach Peterson will be with us a little bit, give us some of the stats, and it's a huge line, obviously, for the Wimberley Texans. But we're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be back here in moments on COWO 104.1 FM.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Back here, Lano Jacket Stadium here in Lano, Texas. Again, we're going to bring Zach Peterson on the air. I'm going to tell everybody why he's on the air how upset I am that him and Mike went to Cooper's before the game without me. And here with 16 minutes left in halftime, I'm starting to kind of feel the rumble in my stomach of being hungry. The pork chops there are pretty much second to none. Zach, what would you have?
The aftermath isn't as well as you think it is, but I had a little bit of brisket and I had sirloin as well. So
yeah, there you go. There you good. Go. And Tom came with you. Tom owns Ino's there in town. And,
yes, sir, the boss man.
The boss man came with you. He's over there in the Wimberley Texans. Had a pretty good little crowd here. Good job by the band. Zach, talk to us a little bit. Give us an idea. Obviously, you got a huge line of stats.
So a lot of reception yards that we had here so far. Cade Stover has 3 receptions. One of them was a 7-yard pass at the beginning of the game. One of them was also the 31-yard touchdown that he scored at the beginning of the game. And then he also scored a 9-yard touchdown on the opposite sideline. 3 catches for about 50 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's pretty good. 2 touchdowns on 3 receptions.
Not a bad start. We talked about Moss last week. 3 carries, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns. Similar start to him. And Gavin Martinez as well. Looks like next on your list, he's going to have 3 or 4 catches and 2 touchdowns as well. Kind of same story, different name.
Yeah, he had a 35-yard touchdown, 39-yard touchdown, and a 77-yard touchdown. So his average is a little bigger than Cade Stover's. But, yeah, 3 receptions, 2 touchdowns as well. well over 100 yards. You have Wyatt Mann, who has two receptions and a touchdown. 11 yards, and the touchdown was also 15 yards.
That's right. I forgot Wyatt had the touchdown in the back of the end zone right there. I shorted him earlier. I said he only had one catch for the 11-yard first down, but he actually had a 15-yard touchdown. My bad for
– Hey, that first down was clutch.
That was. My bad for those listening for Wyatt Mann out there. I may get a bad text on that one later.
We saw a little 9-yard reception by – 84, I think his name's Kowalski.
Caden Kowalski had a good catch right there, too. Yeah, no doubt whatsoever.
Tight end dump off.
Yeah, so. Krebs, he had a couple targets. Did he have any receptions the first?
Not yet, but he's a second half player. So
he is,
he'll
I agree.
Bound to bounce back. And then you saw that Moss, my boy Moss, he had a 16-yard catch, making a little moves with his legs, and also a 9-yard reception somewhere.
Yes, it's tough to go against Moss. He's a young man who tries so hard out there and obviously succeeds in so many ways. I don't want to short him when I say he tries so hard, but he's a great runner. He's a good young man, puts his head down on defense as well. And so many of these Texans do the same thing, but he's a guy on his rushing attack. Really, that's kind of where they need him to excel every week in, week out. He's had some big runs. I think he had a 30-40-yard run earlier on the near side.
Run. Man, he really reminds me of Frank Gore, the way how, like, he runs so north-south, you know?
Now, I have Marlon Mack in my fantasy, bud, so
really?
Don't talk about Frank Gore that much on me. It kind of hurt me last week a little bit. But
No worries.
So some definite good stats there in the first half. JoJo, obviously, we talked about 5 touchdowns.
258 yards and 5 touchdowns. And rushing altogether, they had 87 yards, and most of those from Moss. But you saw the Kipris had 5, and JoJo had a 4-yard little scramble at the end of the half.
So. Yeah, not a bad start. What is that, about 330 yards total offense first quarter or first half, I apologize. And again, 35-0 for those of you guys who are just turning in right now or tuning in right now. Wimberley leads the Llano Yellow Jackets. It's halftime. Yellow Jacket band is on the field right here, kind of filling some of the halftime. We're going to go to a break real quick. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors that make this happen and allow us to broadcast these games on the radio and allow these young men to be heard by family members, friends all over the place. We talk about the Weeks grandparents, but so many fans and family members get to listen to the games, and so we're happy to do this for you. We want to thank our sponsors, Seton Hayes, Austin Community College, A.J. Harwood, Remax, AMM Collision Center, Ball Brothers Paint, Byron Eccles State Farm, Charles Schwab, Dripping Springs, Communicare, Wimberley, Onion Creek Volkswagen, Chang's Hapkido in Wimberley, Texas, Stevens and Malone, and Five Star ER. Thank all of y'all for your continued support of COO 104.1. We will be back here for the second half kickoff, Llano Yellow Jackets 0, Wimberley Texans 35. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on COWO 104.1 FM.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.